Welcome to the Compassionate Leaders Circle podcast. For thousands of years, the sages have known that compassion is a powerful force for good. In the last two decades, compassion scholars caught up with these sages, proving that there is an ROI to building loving communities and businesses. This podcast features leaders who can teach us about the power of compassion. Good morning. My name is Laurel Donnellan. I am the founder and CEO of Compassionate Leaders Circle, and we are doing a very, very special episode today of the Compassionate Leaders podcast. I'm here with my partners with Lead with Learners, who are based in India. Our company, Compassionate Leaders Circle, is based in the US, and we have an amazing partnership that we're celebrating today. The Compassionate Leaders Circle is a media and education company, and we've had the great honor of partnering with Gujan Agarwal, who is the CEO and founder, and Ambika Burrow, who is the director of programming and strategic relationships. Gujan, why don't you tell us a little bit about Learn with Leaders and this program that we've done together?
Thanks, Laurel. Hi, everyone. This is Gujan Agarwal. I'm the co-founder of Learn with Leaders. Learn with Leaders is a very, very passionate organization that got started because I wanted to change the education system. On the way, I met Laurel, and I think we had the same vision and mission and how frustrated we were with the education system. And we wanted to bring in a program which could help students realize their true potential and the true dreams rather than the dreams imposed by the society, peers, sometimes even parents and school, and just the system we are in, and just breaking the norm and thinking, you know, what we're all capable of. So that is where, you know, this beautiful partnership started. It almost feels like we're an extended family across time zones. We worked through so many challenges to get here, but, you know, it feels like a dream. You know, we've had kids from 9 countries in this program, each one of whom is completely phenomenal. We've had weekly review meetings, and I think true to Learn with Leaders spirit, we've been able to create global networks. We really believe that, you know, if you at an early age can understand what you really want to do, then anything anyone ever says won't matter, because, you know, anything starts by loving yourself first, loving your dreams first. And at Learn with Leaders, we put every child in the same position where there are no grades, there are no judgments. You know, you are you, and you do what you really want to do. So thank you, Laurel. Thank you, Tracy. And Anthea's not here, but thank you to the whole team at Compassionate Leadership for creating such a beautiful program. And I kept telling Laurel, this is my dream program, and it's called Dream First. So congratulations, everyone, for coming here. And at Learn with Leaders, we'll always be there to support you through the journey. The program might be coming, you know, to a certain end at some point, but the journey with Learn with Leaders never stops. And we're always here to nurture you and be with you throughout your journey, school, college, whatever help you ever need. We're always going to be your support system. Thanks, Laurel.
Thanks. Thank you so much. I'm so excited. I started high school programs in about 2006, and it was such a dream for Tracy Goodsell, who's my colleague here, and I to work with these students. I think we learned so much more than you all learned, and I know you learned a lot. So the students that you're seeing here today are going to be introduced later, but they're really the stars of the show. Tracy Goodsell is my wonderful colleague who lives in Reno, Nevada. She's our director of operations and our senior faculty member, but she's also the mama of Dream First and these students.
Thanks so much, Laurel. And thank you, Gujan and Ambika, and Learn with Leaders. I just underscore what's already been said, and it has been such an honor to be a part of this program. And who knew on October 1st that I would meet 39 incredible individuals that I hope will be friends and part of my life going forward. I'm always here for you, and I'm just amazed at what we've created together and how vulnerable you guys were willing to be, and what a deep dive you all took into your dreams and your purpose. Thank you to all 39 of you.
Yeah, Yeah, and all of you did such a beautiful job on those books, and we'll have those available up on Amazon early next year. And we'll circle back to everyone attending this podcast on how you can support Save the Children and support these students by buying their books. So the program itself was 8 weeks long, and through the process, students revisited their past and their present and created their future. The final project they did was presented at our last class, and out of the class, the students, their peers, chose representatives to present some of those presentations today. And Ambika Burra, I pronounced your name improperly when I introduced you, but Ambika Burra, who's our lovely colleague and partner, is going to talk to you a little bit about these projects and introduce the students' presentations.
Thank you so much, Laurel, and hello, everyone. So in the next segment of this Purpose Celebration, we will witness the soul work of 6 brilliant minds who were selected by their peers to represent the class. While the upcoming presentations are beautifully diverse in their content, you will notice that all of them are displays of compassion and the expressions of each one's dreams for the upcoming years. I'm happy to invite our first presenter, Amara Oh from Myanmar. Her project is named Carousel, and I'm very excited for you all to witness the upcoming presentations.
Hello, everyone. My name is Amara, and I'm from Myanmar. First of all, I'd like to thank the Compassion Leader Circle and everyone for giving me this opportunity to talk about my projects. So today, I would like to introduce 2 of my projects. My first project being my soul work is none other than my own streetwear fashion brand called Carousel. Yes, I did get the name from theme parks and especially Disneyland. The reason to why I gave my brand the name Carousel is because I recall a day back in 2019, February 14th, yes, ironically, Valentine's Day, is when I visited Disneyland, and I remember it being one of the happiest time of my life. So is it that obvious that like Disneyland is my favorite place on earth? Well, throughout this program, both Ms. Laurel and Ms. Tracy helped me realize many aspects of myself that I knew were there, but I couldn't really pinpoint where. So Carousel itself is very dear to my heart, as I started the brand idea with all the designs creatively directed by myself. So it's like a little baby of mine. And this is why I would like to verbally introduce my first jacket line called the Cotton Candy Series. So the Cotton Candy Series is a jacket, and just like the name, the design is very sweet and it's gender neutralized, because it's one of Carousel's main goal is to not put sexuality or gender norms on clothing. So the jacket is in white, lined with soft blue and pink hues alongside the side of the rims of the jacket, while the shoulders are straight to imitate a stature of wearing a high-end fashion jacket. As Carousel is very focused on jackets and hoodie, there's also another reason to why this too means so much to me. It's because oversized jackets and hoodies used to cover up my body and kind of boosted my self-confidence and kind of make up for the lack of confidence I had in my body. But now I wear it not to cover my body up, but as a fashion statement. And I want to share with everyone throughout Carousel and anyone who has the same taste in fashion as me. Of course, my sole work and purpose in life wouldn't be complete without a charity organization, which I came up with the name Organization Free. So basically, Organization Free will be launched alongside Carousel. The whole point of this charity organization is that 10% of every profit from each product sold from Carousel will be proceeded towards Organization Free. Organization Free is focused on providing free oxygen for people who need it the most, and it will be this sister organization of Carousel. And that being said, I would like to introduce Organization Free's logo to every one of you here. And that would be all for me today. Thank you so much to everyone for tuning in, and please buy my clothing soon when it's launched.
Thank you so much, Amara. That was lovely. Up next, we have Mona Chandra from India. Mona has worked on a project to build an organization for child's rights. Mona, why don't you come and tell us all about it? Sure, thank you so much. Good evening, everybody. My name is Mohana, and I'm from Bangalore, India. And today I'm going to be talking about my organization, Happy Children, Happy Education, and Happy Health. And I'm extremely grateful for this opportunity to talk about this in front of you all. So my project is about building an organization for child rights, and my soul work is the main character in my project. Recently, I found out what my soul work was, and I'm grateful to God, and I'm grateful that I have. I want to become a pediatric oncologist, someone who does cancer treatment in kids, and I want to help children in every way possible. But I knew that the most important way was education, because it would shape their future. I wanted to become a pediatric oncologist because a lot of the kids that I see don't even know that they have cancer, and I was really impacted by the situation. I always knew that I wanted to become a doctor, but this program helped me realize my true sense of passion. When I was in need of help, I was aware of my child rights, and I knew which necessity helplines to contact because I had the privilege to school and be educated about it. It made me realize that I wanted to build a curriculum that could help children in rural areas and less developed areas of the world face real-world challenges. When I would be going to school, I would see children even without footwear begging on streets and others in small shops and restaurants around my locality, and it really impacted me. I would donate food to orphanages and other resources every other week, but I knew that I wanted to do something that was more permanent because this felt like a temporary solution. So this is why I've been working on starting my own student organization to protect child rights in India and empower them with education, because I believe that education can help them stand up for themselves, speak up for what's wrong. And today in India, there are about 10 million girls that are child rights, 8.4 million children that are physically or sexually abused, and over 26.8 million children that don't have access to education despite the Right to Education Act. I'm working on creating a holistic curriculum that teaches children how to face the real world situations, but also so that they can find their own soul work. I want to build a curriculum for every career so that they can dream of becoming everything that they've ever wanted to. Scientists, engineers, lawyers, doctors, writers, entrepreneurs, so that they're exposed to the work ethic and the fundamentals and in-depth view of the career that they would want to pursue. What I hope to achieve with my initiative. I also wanted to create a child rights curriculum so that children are not misled or abused by others. I wanted to give them hope so that they can become anything that they can dream of, and every child has the potential to do so. I wanted to educate children in underserved communities about their right to speak up for what they believe in, say no to child marriage, and I want them to know that child rights are for them. I founded the Girl Up Bangalore chapter 3 months ago, and I've built a public health curriculum from scratch where we teach both girls and boys how to react in situations and prepare for it, and how the boys can support their mothers, sisters, and friends going through menstruation. This is a picture of us providing them with sanitary pads and also educating them about it. We also recently started our safety scheme where we provide self-defense classes to girls of all socioeconomic backgrounds to protect themselves. What my soul work has taught me. Growing up, I've always been afraid to speak up, but the Compassionate Leaders Circle has taught me gratitude. It has taught me that I do have the power to do anything and everything that I wanted to do. It has taught me about love and that my soul work can make me feel like I'm growing and becoming a better person every day. And that's what I hope to achieve and reach with my initiative. I have started visiting orphanages in my local community to build a bond with them and to start the initiation of the curriculum so that they know that they're in a safe place and are protected. I hope to increase the reach of my project through digital platforms and hope to grow out to all parts of the world one day. Thank you, Compassionate Leaders Circle, for supporting me, encouraging me, and believing me that I had the potential to do everything that I wanted to do. Thank you. Mona, that was truly inspiring. Thank you so much. Next, we have a project called Knotted Smiles. This is going to be presented by the ever-smiling Danica from Indonesia. Danica, why don't you take the stage?
Okay. So, hi, everyone. I am Danica, Nika, Shijiayo, my Chinese name, and my project is called Knotted Smiles. A lot of people like to say I'm indecisive, which I am. I have a lot of aspects or hobbies I'm not good at. I mean, I'm good at, but not too good at. Ballet, art, talking, some of the things I can do, but mind you, not too good at. But all of those things relate to with what I love, connecting. These are my people. They are my support system. Living in Indonesia, there are times I know my friends and family, and even me, myself, overlook the fact that we have support and that many other people don't. So I know there was a time where I kept to myself a lot, and that just didn't end well. So, well, my project is based on that support system. Here, we are giving a little of ourselves to others. So, okay, what is Knotted Smiles? So my project, it focuses on like creating a support system and smiles for everyone. The first part of my project I really like to focus on is giving a support system. So inside my project, we are going to give less privileged kids, orphans, or a support system by giving, partnering with orphanages and learning about their kids. So volunteers and the team can send them personalized letters and boxes with anything they would need or want. Here's an example. What would you give Lee? So we would give them like a profile. So Lee is like kind of smart, loves unicorns, and loves music. What I would give Lee is this microphone.
Bluetooth mode.
Hello. And probably some chocolates and a water bottle, which she would need. It just goes to show that you can give them like absolutely anything. I literally don't know where Knotted Smiles is going to take me, but I've been brainstorming quite a few ideas, starting from like doctor checkups, like vaccinations, cool design, but uplifting merch, and a lot more. My favorite probably being like the I Wish You Lee journal, which I've thought about. So this is Lee. You're going to write to her like a letter-based like journal. So it's like journaling, but it's like writing letters to her, much like my project. There's a draft of Lee sleeping, so I could put it as a page, but I got this idea from reading a book called It Ends With Us, where Lily writes a lot about like to Ellen DeGeneres and everything. So yeah. Also, I don't know where this project is gonna go. I also might not necessarily know what I'm gonna become, but I know it's gonna involve projects like these. From my podcast to nonprofits, I know this program helped me connect my purpose word with me, with myself, friends, and family. So thank you so much for helping me know more about myself, passion, and the simplicity of being ourselves to find our passion. Thank you.
Wow, Danica, thank you so much for that warm, candid, and compassionate presentation. Truly loved it. Up next, we have Navya Kottish from India. Navya's project is interestingly titled Born Different, Living Crazy. So Navya, over to you.
Thank you. A very good evening to one and all present here. I must apologize as I am unaware of your particular time zones and I'm thus addressing as good evening. So the topic of my presentation is Born Different, Living Crazy. Since life follows the principles of uniqueness and the world celebrates uniqueness, well, maybe not necessarily celebrates it, but it's a very crucial aspect of it. The Born Different part must be clear. And the living crazy part will be as we move along with the presentation. A brief background is something I believe would be necessary. So I come from a family with a very prominent Indian mentality that you can be three things in life, a doctor, an engineer, or a failure. And when I say it, I do mean it. Both my parents are doctors, my grandfather's an engineer, all my uncles, aunts, and even cousins are science nerds. In fact, my younger brother says he wants to be a physicist. He's 8. He doesn't yet have science as a subject, let alone physics. He studies a subject what we Indians like to call environmental studies. That's the kind of determination we have in our house for the sciences. Now, I don't know if I was picked up from the garbage or just born different, but I have no interest in science. Unfortunately, this enlightenment didn't come easy. All I was ever told I could be was a doctor. And people gave a very simple explanation to this, and that was because my parents are doctors. So all these years, all I ever said I wanted to be, more like have to be, was a doctor. Never gave it a thought, never acknowledged what I wanted, just always said it. But my lack of interest in the subject soon became a problem when in class 11th, I had to pick a stream. Class 10th was a tough time. I was not in the best mental state and couldn't decide as to what I want. But after a long and prolonged thought, I decided to choose the subjects that most inspired me. That is political science, legal studies, business, economics. Last year on the 22nd of December was the first time ever I said, I do not wish to be a doctor. I will now be displaying the Forbes real-time billionaires list of 2021 with the world's top 10 billionaires. Other than the fact that these are incredible human beings, they also have one more thing in common, and that is none of them is a woman. So what is that I want to be? And the answer to that is, I want to be the biggest, the smartest, and the greatest businesswoman the world has ever damn seen. I want to be the first ever woman to be a part of the billionaire's top 10 list. More than anything, I want to build something so beautiful and so incredible that people remember me even after I'm long gone. Now, the bigger question is, how do I get there? And trust me, I have a brilliant answer for that. And that is, I don't know. Come on, guys. Last year was the first time ever I said I do not wish to be a doctor. I am glad I have something I love to hold on to. And the rest, I will figure it out. I don't know. And for the first time in my damn life, not knowing feels like heaven. I'm in fact less than a year old. I will be 1 year on 22nd December. I'm practically a baby right now. Though a really cute one, I am. All I know is that I want to be as brilliant as Jeff Bezos, as kind as Warren Buffett, as resilient as Bill Gates, as hardworking as Elon Musk, and more than anything, as woman as Oprah Winfrey. Lastly, all those of you who think this was a crazy idea, let me tell you, you are crazy too. But all those of you who think this was a brilliant idea, oh good Lord, you are even crazier. But you know what I am? I am the craziest of all. And I can very proudly say that because I even more proudly believe in a saying by Steve Jobs. The only people who are crazy enough to believe that they can change the world are the ones who actually do it. So I'll be crazy, I'll be stubborn, and I'll be strong. And more than anything, I won't stop when I'm tired. I'll stop when I'm done. But as the harsh reality of life goes and uncertainty is the path we walk, I might not ever be done. I might not ever reach that point in my life where I can say that I have achieved what I wanted to. But I will happily and extremely happily die a fulfilling failure than a miserable success. I'd rather fail at something I think about every minute of every day than succeeding at something that doesn't cross my mind in the wildest of my dreams. I'll finally end by saying, a lot of people tell me that this is a very common, very ordinary dream. The same, I want to be an entrepreneur, I want to build a company, I want to have a startup, I want to be the next Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, Warren Buffett, Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, God knows what. It might be ordinary, but it makes me feel extraordinary. And that is more than enough a reason to pursue it. I'm Navya Kautish, and those are my words. Thank you and have a nice day, everyone.
Thanks, Navya. That was amazing. You were so unapologetically you, and in the process, I'm sure you inspired so many. You definitely inspired me. So thank you for that. Up next, we have Riya Chadda from India. Riya is going to tell us a little bit about how she is going to decide her destiny. Riya, over to you.
Thank you for the introduction, Ambika. I'm really glad to be here today. One of the aspects that defines us is our response to the question, what do you want to be when you grow up? If your reply is to be a mathematician, people will assume you're analytically bent. If your reply is to be an artist, people will assume that you're creative. If your reply is to be a teacher, people will peg you as a nurturing person. But I have never had a single answer when people have asked me this question, because I ended up thinking that I could be everything, potentially. During this workshop, however, I have discovered a lot about myself and what defines me. As a result of this, I've narrowed down my areas of interest and chosen three career options that I'm passionate about pursuing. Based on these choices, I have written a song which I call Deciding My Destiny, and I will be sharing it with all of you now. My plans for my future, what am I gonna do? Let you in on a little secret, I have no clue. Ideas are flying around, don't know which one to catch. But I know when I figure out my purpose, it'll be a perfect match. I'm gonna work it out, decide my destiny. I will make my life worth it, follow all my dreams. I could be an architect and use my drawing skills, design structures here and there up until my heart fills. Or I could be a rider, let my imagination flow, make dragons, witches, mermaids, a victorious hero. I'm gonna work it out, decide my destiny. I will make my life worth it, follow all my dreams. Being a marine biologist is something I also want to do. Learn a meaning different sea creatures and of course swimming too. I'm going to travel the world, visit so many places, learn about different cultures, see so many new faces. I'm going to work it out, decide my destiny. I will make my life worth it, follow all my dreams. I'm going to work it out, decide my destiny. I will make my life worth it, follow all my dreams. I know my journey isn't over yet, though, and that this is just the beginning. Thank you all for the support.
Thank you, Ria. That was beautiful. You expressed from the inside out, and you actually showed us that being a leader, being a compassionate leader, has no parameters. We loved your song. Finally, we have Sofia from Russia. Sofia's project is yet another interesting and unique one. She's going to speak about the mental health problems of modern teenagers and how to solve them. Over to you, Sofia.
Thank you. Hello. My name is Sofia. I'm from Russia, from Moscow. I'm super happy to be here and to tell you my story. In advance, I want to apologize about my voice because I'm a bit sick right now, but I'll try to do my best. So, yeah. I want to start with that life is unpredictable. You never know what could happen to you in the next few hours, minutes, and even seconds. That day, in the morning, I was going to my school, was thinking about my daily school routine. Nothing unusual, at least that's what I thought when I was going to school. However, when I entered our classroom, I saw the confusion of my classmates who were actively discussing something. I was not understanding anything and began to ask what happened. It turned out that at 7 a.m., while I was thinking about my school routine, one girl of my age jumped out of a window near the area of my school. How did this happen? Why did the girl at the beginning of her life decide to give up all of the opportunities that were waiting for her, to give up all of the prospects, goals, and dreams? Why did she give up all her feelings, life, joy, and happiness? Why didn't she give herself a chance? But we'll never know. The situation shocked me. However, what shocked me more was that our teacher said almost nothing about it. However, being a teenager, I understand the significance of this problem that needs to be solved. Because according to the statistics provided by the World Health Organization, suicide is the third leading cause of death among adolescents aged from 15 to 19. And Russia is on the third place by the number of teenage suicides. That's why I realized that I had to show that this problem exists and do something to solve it. I have done the significant research in my school to look at the psychological well-being of adolescents and identify psychological problems. In this work, I have studied and analyzed the most important aspects of psychology of modern teenagers, and I've done the research where 216 students participated. The research showed that it could be very difficult for teenagers to ask for help in a difficult situation, and sometimes they don't even have a person to share their problems. Therefore, as the result of my project was the creation of the checklist for teenagers with the advice from different psychologists on how to understand yourself, relax, and help yourself when you're feeling bad. Also, I've organized the mental health club in my school for teenagers where they can share their feelings in a difficult situation in life. Doing all of these things, I want to help as many teenagers as possible to feel the whole taste of life, joy, enjoy it, no matter what bridge they'll have to cross. Thank you.
Thank you, Sophia. The importance of your message cannot be stressed enough. That was wonderful and really inspiring. I really hope that you continue to take your empathy, your hard work, and your scientific approach forward and make a change in the future. So, and with that, we come to an end of our presentations. So just a note for our guests here, while these are the six selected representatives from our class of 39, we had an amazing, a vibrant batch of 33 others who presented in groups in the main session, and each presentation was truly amazing in its own sense. So before I give it back to Laurel to close, I would like to congratulate everybody as well as the Compassionate Leaders Circle and Learn With Leaders on successfully completing this initial journey of compassionate leadership. Thank you, and back to you, Laurel.
I'm overcome with emotion and love for this program and these students. And I know some of you were nervous and you did such a beautiful job. Thank you. So I've been doing this work with mostly adults for the last 25 years, and it's been a dream of mine to work with students again. And so I thank all the students, especially for showing up so that I could do my soul work. The students mentioned soul work a few different times. So those of you that don't know what soul work is, it's the absolute best use of your passions and purpose. And sometimes your soul work is figuring out what your soul work is. And that's what we got to do in this class. And we really got to create more than just a class. It was really a learning community of support and love that will continue. We'll keep the students connected through the Learn With Leaders Global League of Students. Is that the right word? You'll correct me, Gunjan, if that's not. But we have a learning platform that's really beautiful that we're the students and we can stay connected. We're very grateful for that. We're looking forward to additional classes. So our next class that is Compassionate Leadership Program with Learn With Leaders starts on February 4th. So if you know any friends or family members that might enjoy this, let us know and go to learnwithleaders.com to learn more and apply. We hope to also provide some private one-to-one coaching for those of you that are interested in going further one-to-one, and we're working on longer term doing other levels of compassionate leadership. This group started as Compassionate Leaders, and we just helped you be more of you. So it was an honor and privilege, and I'll let Gunjan have the last word and take us home today.
Thank you, Laurel. I'm actually still, you know, just trying to process in my mind what I have just heard. And it's truly amazing because I think it's over a year since we discussed this program, and it's been such a long journey. And to see this come together in this manner, I am so touched to see that kids are actually trying to pursue their dreams. And, you know, just so that you all know, I mean, you know, this in interest of time, I don't want to get into my background, but all I can tell you is that I was a product of that same system where I was given very limited choices. I could either be a CA, lawyer, doctor, engineer, or a failure. So I chose to be a CA at that point of time. And I worked with the best. I did investment banking with Citi. I did consulting with Ernst & Young. But it just didn't feel me. It just wasn't my soul space. And, you know, once you feel your soul space, you know that it's not work anymore. I've been an entrepreneur 14 years, but it's only when learning with leaders where I've just found my calling in life. And Laurel knows I've literally worked 24/7, you know, and I've never felt like I was working. I was up at like 2 a.m. as I would be at 8 a.m. So, you know, no dream is too big or small. I think just believing in yourself and not listening to anybody else on their opinions is what gets you far in life. The crazier people think you are, the more worth it is to pursue that idea, because at least 100 others won't try it. And that's what I keep saying. You know, when people call me crazy, I said, good, at least you won't try to do what I'm trying to do. So, you know, chase your dreams, and there is never a right answer to dreams. Finding your why is what is important. You know, the what, how, everything falls into place once you know your why. So just chase the why, and life will fall into place. Always listen to your heart. It always is the best judge of everything. So yes, please, you know, be in touch. I'm always here. Ambika, you can share my email ID in the chat box, and you can, you know, also get in touch with Ambika if you guys want any advice. Always there, and continue this journey on the Global Students League platform. Very happy to have you guys all connected, and always here for you. And I'm super proud of this team of students and this program, because it has taught us to really, really connect with our dreams. Thank you, Laurel. Thank you, Tracy, for this most beautiful program, which has brought so much love, joy, and happiness in my life. I'm truly grateful to all of you to bring this together.
Thank you. And if you want to learn more, go to learnwithleaders.com or compassionateleaderscircle.com. Thank you all very much.
Thanks for listening to the Compassionate Leaders podcast. You can learn more about us at compassionateleaderscircle.com. Please join us each week as we shine a light on compassionate leaders making a positive impact on their communities and the world.